Email to tubs@rte.ie. I'm writing to you because I need a bit of help. My daughter had two friends' birthday parties this weekend. She's five, and they are her friends from her class in school. I'm a single parent and I work full time. I don't receive any social welfare payments, and I'm finding things quite tough financially at the moment, like most people. For example, I got paid on Thursday, and on Friday I had to borrow money from my mum to get diesel for the work. So my problem is this: I didn't have the money to buy presents for the kids' parties, and I wasn't going to send my daughter to the parties because I couldn't buy a present. But when I thought about it, I didn't want her missing out because of me, so I brought her. Both days I dropped her there with my pride stomped all over because I'm the only parent with nothing in my hands for the birthday child. And it's been playing on my mind all weekend. I even got a message, which was obviously a group text to all the parents, thanking them for all their lovely gifts. I feel like an embarrassment to my daughter because I can't give her what the other parents give their kids. What do parents think? I was thinking of texting the parents to apologise for not bringing a gift, but then I don't know them very well and I don't want them knowing how much I'm struggling. What do I do for the best? Should I just not bring my daughter to the parties if I can't bring a gift? I feel awful for my daughter, but I'm doing the best I can. I'd love your opinion, or your listeners. Please don't read my name. I'm really embarrassed about it. First of all, the kid goes to the party. That's the main thing. You don't worry about, we'll worry about the present in a second, but your daughter has to go to the parties. Otherwise, she's missing out because of your difficulties. Secondly, think about the party. There's going to be at least between 5 and 10 kids at the party. That's 5 or 10 presents that child hasn't had before then. There are always too many presents for kids at parties. Now, when you're a kid, you can never be enough presents. But for you, you've got to understand that the house is now full of all these toys. Will they miss one because of you? No, I don't think so. If you want to, you could try and get something really, really cheap, but it doesn't have to be. You can get a small toy that isn't going to cost the world. Maybe you're aiming too high for expense-wise. You could make something. You could bake something just as an effort. But don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be too worried about it, because there are bigger issues in the world and there are bigger problems and there are bigger mountains to climb. So don't be down on yourself. Take it easy a little bit. Take a step back and you'll be all right. Okay? But other suggestions welcome, probably more importantly, on 51552 or email tubs@rte.ie. Hey, Deirdre.
Hello, Ryan. How are you?
How's it all going?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
The black bag of birthday presents that kids don't need after Saturday afternoon gathering. Is that what you're talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I have the black bag and more.
And what a waste of time half of them are for the parents.
Now, the thought is lovely and the sentiment is lovely.
Yeah.
But my children did not need the black bag of toys they got.
No.
And they don't have them. They're gone. They're taken off them.
Oh, what do you do with them?
And they'll end up in a charity shop or they'll end up somewhere. They haven't even missed them.
So this poor woman, her nerves are gone. She's fretting and panicking because she has to send her little daughter to two parties with no present. She shouldn't be worrying.
Parents probably didn't even notice. Like, I couldn't tell you who gave my son what at his party last month. Not a notion of what he got.
Yeah.
And I would love if someone had said, or in a school, if someone started a tradition where no more than €5 in a card or no gift necessary.
Yeah.
And every year when it comes to the parties, I say I'd love to put that in the invitation. But then it kind of feels like you're asking for money.
Well,
and you don't want it received the wrong way.
You know, I would say this, wouldn't I? But, you know, a book token for €10, right?
Well, now we do get vouchers.
That's brilliant.
Yes, vouchers are great.
Because you can never go wrong. It's going to be smart presents. It's going to be useful. It's not that tenner. We can afford a tenner. Come on.
Vouchers we got, Ryan, were €25 for a sport shop and €20, which if you're doing it every week is a lot of money.
Well, there is nothing wrong with stipulating in an invitation, vouchers welcome, €10 only or less only, please. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go on. I think it should be driven from the schools.
Wouldn't you be doing everyone a favour? By saying that.
Absolutely. Now, he got great presents at his party last month, and the only present he actually played with on the day was a football. After that, he had no interest. He just opened them all, looked at them, and they were thrown aside.
And what sort of things do kids give or get?
There's a lot of, I suppose because he's a boy, it's like a lot of plasticky stuff, you know, and it's just, there's no play value in it. Like, we live out the country, and all they want to be is outside. We had a bouncy castle on the day, and the boys played a soccer match. And that's all they wanted. Yeah. If people come in that place with nothing in their hands, I don't think my son would have noticed.
You see, he wouldn't have known, given a damn, really. And
he wouldn't have cared less.
So it's the people, it's the mums, like the mum who contacted us, they're the ones who are worrying and fretting, whereas everyone else is going, I don't know, it's just another present wrapped up, thrown in the corner.
That's it, yeah. And I wouldn't lose sleep over it. You feel like you have to send your child off, and I normally send vouchers, like cinema vouchers or book vouchers or something like that. But do people even notice when you arrive, if you arrive with nothing? I don't think they do.
Here's what they're saying. The first thing I said to my children is there's no harm or shame in not being able to afford a birthday present. Any parent would understand that. Just say I would be delighted for my child to attend the party but can't buy a present. Another says, I've never sent my child with a present. I don't care what they think. Oh, €5 voucher for the cinema is always a good gift for that age group. Another is from Eleanor Westmead, says, what I do is I ask parents to bring some sweets or fizzy drinks to the party. Less expense on the person hosting the party. Kiddies have plenty. They just enjoy playing with their friends. I have 3 kids, says Linda, and own a play centre, so I see at least 10 kids' parties a week. Tell that mum to relax and get her little girl to make a card. Bring her to the parties. The little people only want their friends at the parties, not expensive gifts. And the other parents do not judge them, and they don't notice if you bring a present or not. So stop being embarrassed. It's more important that you and your child are happy. Hold your head up. You're doing great. Another says, in our school, an agreement between the parents is a €5 limit. Another says, that parent won't be the only one struggling. If she is in the circle of friends with the other parents, they'll understand. Claire says, Ryan, tell that lovely mum that the parents probably don't even notice that they don't bring a present. They probably texted her to say thanks because they assumed she did bring a present. Your suggestion to get a cheaper but in no way a less significant gift is good. As long as her child gets to go, that's all that matters. We send presents to parties and half the time they aren't even noticed and they're forgotten about a week later. This is an absolutely, everyone's agreeing entirely about this, that everyone needs to kind of take it easy on the presents, calm down, don't be panicking, don't be worrying.
Absolutely. Presents should be left for the family members if they want to give presents, and the school kids, it should be just a party. It should be a bit of fun and everyone getting together.
Yeah,
there should be no presents.
It's like we were talking about the silent sidelines last week. You know, it's about playing football. As somebody texted in, it's about playing. The key is in the word play. And kids party, there's 2 words there. One is kids, you know what they like to do is just have a glass of 7-Up and run around and go mad. And party means, well, we know what that means too, and just enjoy themselves.
Yeah. That's all they want.
It's not called a kids present giving ceremony. You don't sit
there. That should only be for adults.
I think
if it was
so.
My party now, it would be different. I'd expect a present.
You'd expect something from
yeah.
Tiffany's, I'd say, would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
A little light blue box.
Well, kids don't need us.
They don't need that stuff. Get all the parents to club in together, and instead of buying your child a present, get you something as the hostess.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be awkward. Be a favour for that now.
Those bouncy castles don't blow themselves up.
No, they don't.
They don't inflate themselves
either.
Have a good day, Deirdre.
Thanks, Ryan.
Really remarkable person. Val, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And
it's a pleasure to speak to you.
Yeah, likewise. We're talking about the birthday presents and the lady who emailed saying that she was kind of embarrassed because she sent her child to 2 parties without birthday presents, and actually everyone's saying, don't be worrying.
Yes, and you're right. And I suppose in light of the conversation that you just had,
it
does seem very trivial.
Doesn't it?
I suppose. But I suppose my thought was, in the whole conversation, we talked about, the different people on talked about the mother's feelings about it, the other mother's feelings about it, and they talked about how the birthday girl feels, but nobody talked about a little child walking in empty-handed.
Empty-handed, okay, good point.
And that is a small humiliation for that child, and I believe that that's the crux of it. I mean, as a mother myself, I'd borrow from a friend, I'd do anything, but I wouldn't send my child in empty-handed for that reason.
Well, that's what
because I think that little hurt stays with them.
Yeah, and that's what the lady said. I think she had to borrow money. As soon as she got paid, she was still trying to get money to get diesel for the car. There has to be a way. I think baking buns or making a card at home, that really isn't that
anything
dear.
Anything to spare the child's feelings.
Yeah, so just
because I think that's the key. I said in my text that I sent in that I had that experience as a child, so I can identify with the feelings of the child walking in empty-handed.
And why were you empty-handed that time?
Well, the same reason, poverty, I mean, the same reason. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Of course,
it's a reality for lots of people. It was 30 years ago. I had my friend's mother was absolutely wonderful, understanding person.
Good.
Who was like second mother to me, but I still felt it didn't... The point is that regardless of how everybody else feels about it, I felt it. Yeah. I felt the humiliation, I felt the hurt, and that did stay with me. It did hurt my little heart at that time, and reflecting back on it now, it still hurts.
It's remarkable, isn't it, that all these years later, and we're talking about, you're listening to the radio, hearing a thing, and you're eight again.
Yes, exactly. I was actually online, late paying my property tax.
Yeah.
And I just stopped, because, again, I was just transported back to that moment where you walk through the door. Everything's going on, but somehow the party takes on a different dynamic for you because you have this kind of secret. Oh,
yeah.
God. People are looking at it, people know. Even if nobody knows, you know.
And even and oftentimes a crisis in the head of a child
can be so much bigger.
Right, because their planets revolve around maybe 10 things. The rest of human adults, we have a billion things going on. They've got 10.
Yes.
School, spelling, maths, teacher, class, who's collecting, what's happening, you know, is my bike fixed, and are we having spaghetti for dinner,
and
can I bring a present to the party?
Exactly, and another very important point, which is, I want to be the same as everybody else.
Well, that's true too.
I don't want to be different to other people. Yeah. I want to be the same, and that makes you accepted by your peer group, because you arrive at the present, everybody else arrives at the present, you're all on a level playing field. Mm. Whereas when you arrive without the present, out of 20 children at the party, 19 of them mightn't even notice. But there might be one child there that picks up on that, and that could be the child on the Monday morning on the school. You didn't bring a present, you know.
Here, Val, let's have a look at some of the texts coming out. I've had my five-year-olds as one embarrassed at a party when a child, not the birthday child, by the way, asked my child why she didn't bring a present, and she did it in front of everyone. All very well for everyone to say, no need to bring a present, but kids can be incredibly mean to each other.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how well brought up they are.
Yes. It's all very simple for children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They they can't reason as weak as adults reason. For them, it's a very different reality.
Barry says, just listening to the lady about the present for the child's party and the suggestion that the school should initiate a stipulation. I'm an infants teacher on maternity leave, and I can assure you that if the school took it upon themselves to start this type of ruling on things that are not school concerns, all hell would break loose. The parents would arrange this among themselves for definite, but absolutely not up to the school teacher or the school itself. Another says, because so much came in on this, Val, it really has struck a chord. Debbie says, I wanted to text in for the mom who couldn't buy a present. It was our son's birthday a few weeks ago. He got so many gifts that I honestly couldn't tell you who got him what, or even if someone didn't give him a present, please tell her not to worry. It's more about that. It's more important that her daughter doesn't miss out on the events with her friends. She is a good mother. But again, you're kind of contradicting that for understandable reasons. Stella says that lady should have the birthday children over for a play date. She could take the kids to the swings and the slide and have a picnic. I have four children. If it's dry out, I take my kids and two or three of their friends out to the woods and beach and have a picnic. A listener, Claire, says the Parents Association in our local school has a policy. €5 is it for a birthday, putting a birthday card for every children's party. No more. Works great. No pressure on anyone.
And I agree with that.
That's good,
isn't it? I agree with that. Yeah, I really do. I mean, I'm not... mother is a wonderful mother. She's trying to do the right thing for her child. She doesn't want her child excluded. She wants her child to be part of it all. But I would just appeal to her as a child of old that her child has very valid feelings about this. Don't think that your child doesn't feel this. She does feel it.
Yeah, that's
my point.
You're absolutely correct. And we as adults tend to make these sort of dictatorial decisions on behalf of the children without really considering that second layer
of
emotion.
It's very convenient to think that they're not feeling
it. It suits us. Yeah, I think that's really, really wise.
Because they're smiling and running around.
Yeah.
But really... I'm glad I had the courage to come on.
I'm glad you had the courage too, because but you don't sound remotely nervous, and you know what, if you didn't come on and talk to us about this, we wouldn't be a talk radio program, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a good day, Val. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.